Welcome to This Week in FX PhD, your weekly wrap-up and behind the scenes at fxphd.com.
Hey, and welcome to This Week at FX PhD. John Montgomery with you, joined as always by Mike. How's it going, my friend?
Good. Just before we ever hit the record buttons, John always makes some provocative remark likely to cause me to like sort of cough up what coffee I'm sipping to catch me off guard, though.
Failed this time.
No, you did, but I think I'm getting used to your gags, my friend, after many years of you trying to humiliate me. If you guys, and you are obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, kind of more on the inside track with what we do, you'll know that every once in a while, with no harm to anyone, we have kind of running gags or inside things. And some of you notice that you come up to us at trade shows and stuff and say, hey, John made this really funny remark, and I just realized he was having a dig at Mike. And you were like, we're like, we know. It was just fun. And speaking of which, John, we are in countdown to SIDGRAPH, talking about coming up and seeing us at conferences. Doesn't feel like it if you're just maybe not intending on going, but if you're like me and having to get everything done so you can leave to arrive in LA a week before SIDGRAPH, it's very much looming right there and focusing my attention.
Yeah, it is. And I think from my standpoint, I'm getting to the point, and it's always busy at FXPHD, and you're always very busy with FXPHD, but the term launch is, I think, especially busy on my end at times. I'm just getting over that hurdle now, I feel like. And now, to your thing, I'm looking at the next hurdle out there in that SIDGRAPH. And as I think also as we get emails from people, hey, I'm going to be in town, or hey, would you like to see our new widget that we're going to show, or our new amazing software release? You know, it's time to actually start dealing with these things. But it's really, as always, going to be a great lineup. I think we've mentioned in the past that we're going to make sure that we try and have a meetup as well at some point. Do we have a target? Have you thought more about the target? But are we thinking the weekend, the Sunday maybe?
Yeah, I thought Sunday night.
Sunday night, right? Yeah, still. I think that seems sensible. Yeah.
Just the way that it plays out, the nature of SIDGRAPH being what it is, that once we get into the Monday night, there's actually quite a lot of parties and events and stuff from NVIDIA to whatever. And then on Tuesday night, you've got whatever it is, the real-time live and stuff, and then Pixar and Chaos and stuff are on Wednesday, and so it goes. The thing about Sunday night is I believe it's also when the Papers Fast Forward is on, and that tends to be a good thing to have a meet-up afterwards because you can discuss the, you know, what you saw at the Fast Forward afterwards.
Where are you going to want to go see? Well, I was going to see this. I was kind of surprised by it. So, yeah, it's a nice way. And actually, the really great, in addition to just the technical Papers Fast Forward, there's also stuff on the schedule that gets added, or there's other stuff outside that maybe you might want to see. So it's also several meetups have actually been given pointers on sessions I didn't know about, Mike, or I might not have known something was going on. A birds of the feather, that those get announced actually really up. I think even don't they get announced even Monday and Tuesday sometimes for later in the week. So those is also a great time to get up to date on some stuff that you might have missed.
Well, I think you caught a bird of a feather implementing ACEs in VFX pipeline that I had no idea about. If that was either you or Ian that spotted
me on. And so that's the meetup on Sunday is a great way to kind of hit the ground running, and maybe if anyone has heard of a gem or something interesting that's coming up, that's a great place to talk about. So that's why you do it. And we'll probably do it right around the convention center as well as we've done in the past, probably at the Yard House. But again, we'll post details certainly as we get to next week and Mike gets here.
I think the other thing is if there are some people that are coming in, in LA and maybe can't get time off work, they can come down for the Sunday and see a few things. There's also DigiPro on Saturday, so there are things happening on the weekend, and that means that, you know, if you are, it's harder to get down during the week. Let's face it, LA traffic, not the best in the world. But yeah, so if you are just sort of skiving off, that would be a thing to do.
Yes, very good. So one thing I also want to mention early on here, and someone pinged me about it in support, pinged us about it in support, Mike, that I think we haven't maybe brought to attention is the fact that we do have this thing called a referral bonus at FXPHD. Would you mind? Backstory, I'm really not doing well today. I've had a really bad cough. So, Mike, maybe if you would would mind actually explaining what that was, because I'm losing it right now.
Yeah, no problem, man. So obviously at FXPHD, one of the things that's always been central is the support of you guys who are the members. And of course, your word of mouth of whether or not you think PhD is a good thing is worth its weight in gold. So we wanted to reward that and say, you know, sort of thank you for it. So we came up with this system that if you are already a member and you get somebody else to join up, when they join up, they can enter your username. Now, this is the username that you have inside FX PhD, of course, not some username that we don't know. And what will happen is that you get a referral bonus for doing that. Now, they need to enter that at the time that they're signing up. It's just too hard and too complicated to have, well, there's this guy who joined, I think, and I think his name is this. Anyway, I told him about it, and I'm pretty sure, you know, because the thing is, we have actually had in the past a couple of people that thought that somebody was joining because of them, and we had two people, and we don't want to be like arguing about it. So yeah, as they enter, just put in your username. You'll get a bonus course. You'll get our eternal appreciation. And of course, FX PhD, that sort of happens automatically. It tracks through in the system. So if let's say you say to somebody, hey, I'm doing some stuff at FX PhD this term. There's some really good stuff happening with, I don't know, pick a course. The stuff to do with off Mad Max, that's sort of looking like some stuff. Hey, this is some really interesting stuff. Also, I'm doing some really cool stuff. I always wanted to learn Massive and I'm doing it. Why don't you join me? Blah, blah, blah. Tell them to sign up. There's obviously the normal way that they would do that on the site, just clicking it, but then make sure you say to them, and when you're doing it, you'll see there's a way to enter a referral name. My name is Mike S. Just put in Mike S and I'll get a bonus out of it. It's that simple.
Yeah, it is, and it's really helpful. It's a way to introduce people to it. It's also our way of, you know, showing our appreciation, you guys, to help spread the word, because I think, as you mentioned going into it, it really conveys a lot of weight when you guys do it, when you like things you've seen at FX PhD and spread the word. We know that we get people to sign up that way, and it's really helpful for us, right?
Though, so FYI, there is actually no point entering Mike S, because I actually have got my full allocation.
You have access to all the courses?
I have access, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, give it
to someone. It's quite a daunting registration list, is it not?
Yeah. Hey, the thing is, guys, that we are really enthusiastic about this. So don't feel like you're, sort of don't be shy. Like, go right ahead. If you can get, 10 people to sign up, knock yourself out. Like, we are really appreciative of you guys doing this, and we welcome you. And there are people that have been doing this quite regularly over the years, and we love them for it. So yeah, we are all for it.
And I think we did a cutoff of if we get 5 referrals within a given term, we'll actually give you a free term for that.
Yeah.
So that it's not just extra courses. If you hit a certain point, then yeah, we'll be happy to do that as well. Sorry.
So not only are you suffering from sickness, you're suffering from the pressure of getting ready before SIDGRAPH.
Yes.
yeah. No, I've actually been really healthy. I don't know why. I'm winter, so I should be the one with a cold, right? But
I don't even want to start. I won't start that because we're way off the radar. But I feel like I've gotten sick. I've been living in this great weather, and I've been more sick than I was when I was living in the hurtful weather in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so thanks, guys, for the report. Mike, thank you for taking the time to explain that because of my my cough. But that was really good. And the other thing I want to mention, which is really great, that we talk a lot about the forums quite a bit at FXPHD and the ability to talk about things you'd like to see in the class, ask questions, but you can actually do things that actually form us or cause us to react to what you suggest in the forums and do things. And an example of that is someone in the virtual reality course said they really wanted to see a drone shot. And so for our GoPro shoot that we have setting up this week, we've actually got that lined up. And that's something, frankly, that we weren't planning on doing, but there were people who mentioned that. A couple people then followed that up with me personally about it, and so that's something we're going to actually make happen as well, coming up as part of that course.
Well, yeah, and in the background supervisors course that we're doing this term, which of course we'll be filming more at SIDGRAPH, because we will be on about break week, I think, during SIDGRAPH, so we can film some more for the second half. So I've had a great time in the forums, because I've been saying to people, I want to do like an animation supervisor, what do you reckon? And then we everyone was like up for that. We did Rob Coleman. By the way, if you haven't seen the Rob Coleman interview in background, it's class 3, I'm saying, week 3. It is a cracker. I mean, honestly, like, I'm not just saying that. I actually had to look at it again today because we were discussing something about tonal responses with the camera that it shot it. And no sooner had I clicked the button to just look at Rob that he was just coming up with this hysterically funny bit. And I yelled out loud in the office here, I just love Rob Coleman. It's a really, it's worthwhile watching. So, yeah, and there's more of that stuff coming. We've got a double header coming up for weeks 4 and 5 with ILM. We're talking to Weta. We're talking to Dean Egg. We've got guys that are coming in to talk to us at SIDGRAPH, multi-academy award winners. It's really big. And I'm super enthusiastic. In fact, it's almost an embarrassment of riches. I was imagining we'd have trouble getting people. And we asked really, like, we had our list, wish list. I don't think I had anyone on my wish list that said no. So it's been great. And so you guys posting questions, how cool is that? Like, if you know, if you know you've got some questions about the general principles of something to do with Weta, we're not doing films, you understand? We're not getting you to ask questions like, how did you do this thing in that film? But we're saying, like, you know, how does, you know, how do you, like, what thing you would recommend, an animation supervisor would recommend for a young animator to focus on, that kind of a question. And then I'm totally happy just to throw that in and put it in the mix. I can't guarantee that it'll make the cut, depending on their answer, but...
Right.
And there's one question that, you know, somebody pointed out, I asked, that was a really curly question to do with, at what point as a supervisor, when somebody's talking to you about a film, do you start charging them? And we didn't get a really clear answer on what I asked that in week two. And we thought, well, you know, let's keep asking it. Let's see if we can, not because anyone's dodging the question, you understand. It's just more that it's a really hard question to answer. And we thought maybe we'd ask a couple of other supervisors to get their perspective. Because, you know, obviously it applies not even if you're a supervisor. It's like somebody says, hey, I want you to help me work out how to do this shot. You know, the job isn't green lit yet, but, you know, if it is, I'll give it to you. And you're like, okay, well, how far do you go before you say, you know what, mm-hmm. this is kind of what I do for a living. Even though I know you're not on the money yet, you know, it's kind of something that should be done in writing. Or are you prepared to do everything you possibly can because you just, you know that individual and want to work with them, and you just hope that should the project go ahead, they'll honor their word. I mean, it's a tricky question, and I was really keen to hear what was happening at the high end. Because as I said in the class, John, there's no guarantee that somebody will not get the job, even though the best intentions, you know, like I will give you the work, but they literally themselves are not in control of things being greenlit. So you could do a lot of work, and it's totally on the beam, but they just... The film just never gets to go ahead, and you just have to eat that cost because, you know, that's how it is. And
cost
there are
of doing business.
Yeah. So these are some of the things that we've been touching around, and some of the things that are in the forum being discussed. And I just welcome as much input as you guys can give, because if you want to hear about it, I'm happy to ask about it.
Yeah, I think the forums aspect of that is really great, especially considering the fact that you have more classes to film.
Yeah.
And can take some of that and you know, add that. And I think it's great, you know. It's great to get the input and sometimes come up with things that you might not have thought about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or thought was interesting, you know.
And, you know, we're talking to people from Australia, New Zealand, London, Los Angeles, you know, like this, it's all around the world. We're trying to be as broad as we can. So we're trying to, I think we will be succeeding in getting some women as well. I mean, it's really hard because a lot of supervisors are guys, but we're obviously trying to get animation supervisors, primarily, of course, VFX supervisors, but some people that have more creature work, some people that more have traditional, you know, effects work. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But I welcome it, and so keep posting, as are the other professors, I've got to say, in the courses that I've been poking around in the forums on. I know, you know, Jeff's been appreciating questions, and Scott and stuff.
Scott gets in there before I get in there. I'm like, come on, Scott, can we get, you know? But, yeah, it's been fun. And I think what's, you know, just to get back to the thing about Rob's interview that was amazing, Mike, and I think someone mentioned the forums, is I love when there's someone whose work that you respect and it's so obvious how much he loves what he does.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's obvious how much I loved him. But
I know, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so true. It's like, it's so nice. You know, it's like, I mean, I'm not talking about anyone specific, but sometimes you meet someone, you go, that guy's kind of, you know, standoffish a bit. And then when you run someone like that, you're just like, oh my God, it just rekindles my faith in humanity or something like that, right?
Yeah. Also, the other thing, of course, is that somebody that is an animation guy tends to be quite animated, right? Like they tend to be, you know, in my experience, you get really good expressive people. And Rob does, you know... It's funny, I've got to say, there was a really good director who happened to be in the room, took meeting with Rob before I walked in. Mm-hmm. And it was great because I knew the director as well. So we almost had too much fun hanging around chatting to actually start the interview. But yeah, no, it was all really, really good. And Rob's enthusiastic about FX Guide and stuff as well. I mean, he came up to me, I think at SIGGRAPH last year, really enjoyed how we did coverage of his first Lego film and stuff. So I've introduced Rob at conferences, God, going back to before FXPHD. Mm-hmm. That's how long ago.
Yeah.
I was at Star Wars. Remember we heard him talking around episode one?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
remember that well.
But if you are starting out in the industry, hearing Rob talk about how he felt completely, one of those stories that didn't make the cut was him being interviewed at ILM, and it was kind of not so relevant. It was more anecdotal and history. Right. But it was, you know, very, very funny. He was just so intimidated and so sort of unsure of himself and so kind of not feeling like he should be there. And it's so bizarre when you hear someone like Rob Coleman saying that. It's like, but you're Rob Coleman.
Does not compute.
But good, you know, advice for a young animator. Like, you might feel like that. Oh, my God, how would I ever get a job at X or Y? Or, you know, those guys are so good. And, you know, you see these people that are absolutely top of their game. And they once felt like that as well. So, you know, it's good to take solace from that, I think.
Yes, yes, very much so. So anyway, those are two things. You know, again, the forums we talk about a lot, but I just want to talk about that because it really does, I think, this term. And many of the profs have actually mentioned to me that they've appreciated the responses. In fact, I was just talking to Scott Squires today about how much he's enjoying that aspect of things. So, you know, when you ask a question, you're certainly not bothering anybody.
Oh, no, no.
They're, in fact, it's quite the opposite. the profs are just, you know, sometimes hitting reload, hoping someone will ask a question in the forums because, you know, they'd love to hear from you guys and do that. They kind of feed off that. So it's nice to see them being taken advantage of, I guess, Mike. The forums being taken advantage of, not the profs.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Yes, exactly. So we're going to be going to SIGGRAPH. We should have no break in transmission other than, of course, at normally in break week, we don't do a DOD like this or a This Week in FX PhD. That being said, if we are able to, I'll try and grab some snippets and some happy snaps from people that turn up at the meetup, and I'll be posting those in the forums. We'll be doing coverage from, I think we'll probably try and do a few audio podcasts and audio discussions from, it's a little easier for me, I think, to get out a podcast from
audio.
Yeah, from the conference than it is to necessarily get out a
big home and write
story
at night.
Yeah, so
it's really hard.
And if you remember when we were in LA last, we actually did a podcast from the back of the taxi / limo as we were getting a lift back across town. So I don't think we're going to be having any Uber trips across town at the end of the show, but we might do something similar that we used to do them from NAB. Right?
You know what it'll be like? What car talk? What, no, not car talk. What is the podcast? You do podcasts
the
driving
that,
around.
The one that Jerry
Robert,
Seinfeld does.
No, Robert Llewellyn.
Oh right, right. So
I did
the
open
name,
for
right?
it. Yeah, but it was, but yes, at one point it was driving around in a Prius. I had a Prius model, and I did the animated open for him.
Yeah, for carpool.
He was driving around in a Prius. Yeah, and we're going to have a Prius. It'll be just like that. We can use that animated open. We can.
Oh, have you got that?
Won't be a stretch limo. Won't be a stretch limo. It will be a Prius that we'll
be
doing a podcast
if you had
that, in.
If you had
Maybe we'll that. Get Jimmy to actually say something during it.
Yeah, he won't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate to break to you. He's not going to do it.
But yeah, so yeah, you're right though. It is a bit easier to do not go home and do writing at 11 o'clock after you've been at various parties.
Yes, Robert Llewellyn is as you know. A great actor, really, and a good friend of ours who's was in Red Dwarf, of course, as Crichton.
Yeah.
And so when he was doing his carpool thing, John volunteered to do the graphics for him. And in fact, if you look up the carpool web series on Wikipedia, it's a photo from John's titles that appears that you'll see there. He did quite a lot of them, actually. I think like about 106 eps until he stopped doing them.
He then
moved over to the other thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but very nice guy. And for those of you who... many people in the States aren't as aware, I think, of Red Dwarf, but maybe through PhD they are, if they've been longtime members. But
I think Jerry Seinfeld did
really
the same thing,
nice.
Right? A car
yeah,
thing, didn't
yeah.
he?
Like yeah.
Like his people driving around?
He did, yeah. But...
Not as good.
Obscure. Obscure reference rattle, so... well, hey, my friend, I think because of my coughing, I'm having a really tough time talking. We should probably wrap this up, but we wanted to get this podcast out because we're trying to get it on time. Never mind. I won't go in the martyr area.
The other good thing is I can go online and try and get tickets to Florence at the Machine outdoors at the Opera House.
Oh, that's right. That is the cutoff. That's the real... I thought you were concerned about my health. And
no, not at all.
No,
couldn't care less.
Couldn't care less. But getting tickets to Florence and the Machine itself can become so clear.
Oh, it's outside in summer in the forecourt of the Opera House with a full orchestra. It'll be cool. It'll be my own little Glastonbury down by the water.
I do really... Yeah. Yes, I really do enjoy them.
So anyone that wants tickets to Florence and the Machine, email me now. I'll get some in about 10 minutes. And no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, John, it's been great talking to you as always. I will see you soon, I believe.
We'll see you in person before the next DOD. Yep.
Yeah, about a week. We can do it in LA live, as it were. That would be good.
Fantastic.
I'll have to bring a microphone.
Yes. Well, thanks for everyone for taking the time to listen. And we'll talk to you next week. And then hopefully see you at the meetup shortly after that. Bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is copyright FX PhD.